Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom podstawowy. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do trzeciego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
I've got some incredible news, Mary.
Oh, really, John? What is it?
Remember you told me you were bored with the colour of your car?
Yes.
Well, there was a big car show on Wednesday, and I wanted to go. But when I tried to get a ticket, they had already sold out. Luckily, one of my friends called me the day before the show and said he had a ticket but couldn't go. He asked me if I wanted it for free. Of course, I said yes. And guess what? One car on display was able to change colour.
Wow! How is that possible?
Well, the car is covered with a special product called electronic ink, which has been used in e-book readers for many years now. The idea is that the electronic ink will let drivers change the colour of their cars at the touch of a button.
That's so cool!
And the car is cheaper to run than other cars, because it's electric. But there are also a few negatives. At the moment, the car is only able to change colours between black, white and grey. Plus, it's only a prototype. I just hope it will come onto the market soon.
Well, all in all, it seems very promising. I guess it'll be a real hit once you can choose other colours. But it doesn't really matter much to me now.
Why not?
Because I'm not going to drive cars anymore. They're too expensive these days.
Are you going to sell your present car then?
I've got a better idea. I'm going to give it to my brother. And I've just bought a bike.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
I've got some incredible news, Mary.
Oh, really, John? What is it?
Remember you told me you were bored with the colour of your car?
Yes.
Well, there was a big car show on Wednesday and I wanted to go, but when I tried to get a ticket, they had already sold out. Luckily, one of my friends called me the day before the show and said he had a ticket but couldn't go. He asked me if I wanted it for free. Of course, I said yes. And guess what? One car on display was able to change colour.
Wow! How is that possible?
Well, the car is covered with a special product called electronic ink, which has been used in e-book readers for many years now. The idea is that the electronic ink will let drivers change the colour of their cars at the touch of a button.
That's so cool.
And the car is cheaper to run than other cars because it's electric. But there are also a few negatives. At the moment, the car is only able to change colours between black, white and grey. Plus, it's only a prototype. I just hope it will come onto the market soon.
Well, all in all, it seems very promising. I guess it'll be a real hit once you can choose other colours. But it doesn't really matter much to me now.
Why not?
Because I'm not going to drive cars anymore. They're too expensive these days.
Are you going to sell your present car then?
I've got a better idea. I'm going to give it to my brother. And I've just bought a bike.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One. Walt Disney theme parks use many tricks to create the illusion of being the most magical places on Earth. However, one of the tricks is, in fact, very practical. In the theme park toilets, there aren't any mirrors. Why? Well, mirrors encourage people to make sure they look good, for example, by checking their hair or makeup. Without mirrors, people just wash their hands and leave. This way, visitors don't spend so long waiting to use the toilets and have more fun in the theme parks instead. Two.
Have you ever thought how cool it would be to watch TV or listen to music? All in the bathroom during your daily morning routine. Now this is possible with our smart mirror. The mirror has a special built-in screen which appears when you turn it on. When turned off, the screen completely disappears. The mirror comes in various shapes and sizes, so you can pick the option that suits you best. Check the price on our website. It's much lower than you might think.
Three. And now let's move on to the latest news in technology. We love shopping for clothes, but we also know that looking for them in a busy shop or trying them on in hot fitting rooms can be a nightmare. But don't worry, scientists have come up with an invention to help us out. A few shops now offer a high-tech solution, interactive mirrors that let you see what you look like in various outfits without even putting them on. It's all done in seconds. It's going to be great, but it's a pity it will take a while for the technology to arrive in every clothes shop. Four.
Hi, John. I'm calling to say that you were right about the paint. I cleaned the old mirror, sprayed the paint on, but it didn't work. I tried again and again, but it was no good. Instead, there was paint everywhere, especially on my hands and clothes. So although it says mirror paint on the can, it is actually just extremely expensive silver paint, as you said. I feel bad I didn't listen to you. Now I'm going to follow your advice and buy a new mirror for my bathroom.
5. In Bolivia, South America, you can see a mirror that is bigger and more beautiful than any other mirror you've seen before. There is a huge flat area in the mountains that is covered with salt, which floods every summer because of heavy rains. The result is a giant mirror that covers a large area. When you stand there and look down, all you see is the sky. It's like being on another planet, or like standing on a cloud. No wonder the area is visited by thousands of tourists and photographers hoping for an amazing photo.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1. Walt Disney theme parks use many tricks to create the illusion of being the most magical places on Earth. However, one of the tricks is, in fact, very practical. In the theme park toilets, there aren't any mirrors. Why? Well, mirrors encourage people to make sure they look good, for example, by checking their hair or makeup. Without mirrors, people just wash their hands and leave. This way, visitors don't spend so long waiting to use the toilets and have more fun in the theme parks instead. 2.
Have you ever thought how cool it would be to watch TV, or listen to music, all in the bathroom during your daily morning routine? Now this is possible with our smart mirror. The mirror has a special built-in screen which appears when you turn it on. When turned off, the screen completely disappears. The mirror comes in various shapes and sizes, so you can pick the option that suits you best. Check the price on our website. It's much lower than you might think.
3. And now let's move on to the latest news in technology. We love shopping for clothes, but we also know that looking for them in a busy shop or trying them on in hot fitting rooms can be a nightmare. But don't worry, scientists have come up with an invention to help us out. A few shops now offer a high-tech solution, interactive mirrors that let you see what you look like in various outfits without even putting them on. It's all done in seconds. It's going to be great, but it's a pity it will take a while for the technology to arrive in every clothes shop. 4.
Hi, John. I'm calling to say that you were right about the paint. I cleaned the old mirror, sprayed the paint on, but it didn't work. I tried again and again, but it was no good. Instead, there was paint everywhere, especially on my hands and clothes. So although it says mirror paint on the can, it is actually just extremely expensive silver paint, as you said. I feel bad I didn't listen to you. Now I'm going to follow your advice and buy a new mirror for my bathroom.
5. In Bolivia, South America, you can see a mirror that is bigger and more beautiful than any other mirror you've seen before. There is a huge flat area in the mountains that is covered with salt, which floods every summer because of heavy rains. The result is a giant mirror that covers a large area. When you stand there and look down, all you see is the sky. It's like being on another planet, or like standing on a cloud. No wonder the area is visited by thousands of tourists and photographers hoping for an amazing photo.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu pierwszego.
One.
Wow, Susie, you've got a piano. It's beautiful and it looks great by the window. Can you actually play it?
I started playing this piano over 20 years ago.
Please tell me all about it.
Oh, it's a funny story, actually. My parents bought me a keyboard when I was 5, but I was too lazy to learn to play it then. It was one of those keyboards which also had 4 pre-programmed songs on it. So you could press a particular key and the keyboard would play the whole song and I only had to move my hands over the keys. It was so easy. My grandparents heard those songs, so they believed I was extremely talented. They didn't realise I was just pretending to play.
Did they ever find out?
Well, for my 10th birthday, my parents bought me a real piano and signed me up for a summer camp for talented kids. My whole family came to my birthday party and wanted to hear me play this piano. And that's when I had to tell them the truth. I felt so ashamed when I was explaining to them that I couldn't play a single piece of music.
Were your parents angry? After all, they'd got you such a beautiful piano.
Actually, they were really tolerant. Still, I felt so bad that I promised I would start learning for real, and I did.
That's so cool. Will you play something for me?
Of course. Make yourself comfy on my sofa, help yourself to the cake I've baked, and enjoy my little concert.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
One.
Wow, Susie, you've got a piano. It's beautiful and it looks great by the window. Can you actually play it?
I started playing this piano over 20 years ago.
Please tell me all about it.
Oh, it's a funny story, actually. My parents bought me a keyboard when I was 5, but I was too lazy to learn to play it then. It was one of those keyboards which also had 4 pre-programmed songs on it. So you could press a particular key and the keyboard would play the whole song and I only had to move my hands over the keys. It was so easy. My grandparents heard those songs, so they believed I was extremely talented. They didn't realise I was just pretending to play.
Did they ever find out?
Well, for my 10th birthday, my parents bought me a real piano and signed me up for a summer camp for talented kids. My whole family came to my birthday party and wanted to hear me play this piano. And that's when I had to tell them the truth. I felt so ashamed when I was explaining to them that I couldn't play a single piece of music.
Were your parents angry? After all, they'd got you such a beautiful piano.
Actually, they were really tolerant. Still, I felt so bad that I promised I would start learning for real. And I did.
That's so cool. Will you play something for me?
Of course. Make yourself comfy on my sofa, help yourself to the cake I've baked, and enjoy my little concert.
Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu drugiego.
2.
Have you bought too much food and you can't eat it all? Is the food still fresh? Don't throw it away. There are people who need it. We've started a new project called the Love Fridge. There are 17 fridges on the streets of our neighbourhood which are marked with the Love Fridge logo. The idea behind these fridges is simple. If you need food, just walk up to the fridge and take whatever you need. If you have food to give away, just leave it inside. What can you put in the fridge? Items like fresh fruit and vegetables, bread, unopened milk and yogurt, fresh eggs, and anything that is in original, unopened packaging. So no leftovers, please. For health reasons, uncooked pork, beef or chicken is not allowed. And please, don't give anything you wouldn't eat yourself. And if you have a fridge you don't need, call us. You can give it to us and help the Love Fridge project grow. We'll take your fridge from you and transport it to one of our workshops. Then it will be painted, cleaned, installed in its new location and filled with food items. But before you call us, please send us a photo of your fridge so that we can know its size and find the best place for it.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
2.
Have you bought too much food and you can't eat it all? Is the food still fresh? Don't throw it away. There are people who need it. We've started a new project called the Love Fridge. There are 17 fridges on the streets of our neighbourhood which are marked with the Love Fridge logo. The idea behind these fridges is simple. If you need food, just walk up to the fridge and take whatever you need. If you have food to give away, just leave it inside. What can you put in the fridge? Items like fresh fruit and vegetables, bread, unopened milk and yogurt, fresh eggs, and anything that is in original, unopened packaging. So no leftovers, please. For health reasons, uncooked pork, beef or chicken is not allowed. And please, don't give anything you wouldn't eat yourself. And if you have a fridge you don't need, call us. You can give it to us and help the Love Fridge project grow. We'll take your fridge from you and transport it to one of our workshops. Then it will be painted, cleaned, installed in its new location and filled with food items. But before you call us, please send us a photo of your fridge so that we can know its size and find the best place for it.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.